7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Sports Talk and Entertainment Excellence. I always love to start the year with the State of the Union Address and give the listeners any updates on new sponsors, new affiliates, new business endeavors. We didn't get to do that last week because my brilliant cousin and new co-host Megan McGlover came into the booth and she was ingratiating herself to the audience. You're going to love Megan. Megan is a highly erudite and talented individual. Megan's much better than me. You're going to love her as we continue to build out the ticket to strengthen the team. I got to give a shout out to my man DJ Rampage, who continues to produce the show and is bringing in more heat. And my man TJ Super. I can't put all the business out in the streets, but I know that Rampage and Super got something cooked up out in Phoenix, my old stomping grounds. And you've heard Super on the show, especially when we did Rampage's 50th birthday party, but he used to be a part of the crew. We call ourselves the Alliance. And I don't mean Alliance before they changed their name to Take Six. It's a different type. More of an unholy alliance. And Super's doing his thing. Check out Radio Super. He's syndicated all around the country and crushing it. And that's a great segue into the State of the Union, because I want to focus on really simplifying. I've been doing this for 10 years and been doing it full time for about 5 years. We've been blessed to have a lot of success on this program. Before moving to the 141 platform, we were syndicated. At one point, we were on every day in Seattle. We were on every day in Nashville. We were on every day in Atlanta. We were on every day in D.C. I've obviously been on in Philly and Phoenix. We did weekends in Orlando. We had a really, really strong network that was completely independent on every day. 7 days a week, learned a lot about the radio business and had the opportunity to move to Sirius XM, which has always been my goal. And if you're working with Howard University Radio Networks, I'm not saying this to be trite. I'm not saying this as clickbait. You can't really get higher than that. Howard University, you're talking about the home of the quiet storm, Howard University Radio Networks. You're talking about some of the most talented people to ever do urban radio that have matriculated through this organization. And we're, first and foremost, we're just so happy for the opportunity to continue with HUR Voices and to build the audience. But I've been very clear. We've been on 141 for a year. We're looking to expand. We're looking to grow. We're looking to get better. So that's why you hear Megan on the show. That's why Rampage is producing the show. I'm looking for excellence. I know I call myself the paragon of broadcasting excellence, you know, the Heisenberg. I've been watching my wife and I, sidebar, I've been putting my wife on to Breaking Bad. And my wife is not really a binge watch Netflix. She watched almost the entire Breaking Bad series during the Christmas holidays. My wife is in education, so getting a week and a half, 2 weeks off. She's been crushing Breaking Bad, and I was watching the episode with her over the weekend, the face-off episode, which is the last episode of season 4, when Walter White does the bomb with Tio Salamanca and blows up Gustavo Fring, and he comes out, he has a suit on, and you can only see him. He's standing at a profile, and then he turns to the right, and you can see that half of his face is blown off, and then he dies. My wife was like, whoa, She's been up on that Breaking Bad. She asked me a lot of questions. I'm trying to get her. I think it's too much to ask her to knock out the five seasons of Better Call Saul, but it was an honor. It was one of the pinnacles of my time being married to see my wife become a Breaking Bad aficionado. Because I've based my entire radio personality off of Walter White and to a lesser extent Gustavo Fring. And I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan. I've seen every episode of Breaking Bad at least five or six times, and happy to share that over the holiday season with my wife. But excellence is the critical component. When I was newer to this business, it was more about being flashy. It was more about being loud. It was more about trying to get the clicks, being a shock jock, showing off, flexing when we've had success. We had some phenomenal sponsors. We've had some really great office spaces that we've had a chance to utilize for Paragon 7 Studios. And I'm in much more of a stealth mode this year. I'm focused on being great. I'm not focused on being loud. It's not as important to me what you think about me and trying to get the clicks, trying to get the attention, competing with other people in the space. I just want to be great. I want to be one of the best people in the industry at what we do. We want to have the best show on HUR Voices. We want to produce such a wonderful show that the listeners call in and say, hey, you got to get these guys on 3 days a week. And I know Rampage is working hard. Like I said, we're bringing in so many more interviews in 2025. And I just want to pursue professional excellence, not just with the radio show, but with what we do from a consulting perspective as well in the healthcare space and being healthcare leaders. Excellence. I'm not going to give it up yet, but we're focused on adding several new sponsors, and those discussions are in the works. We're focusing on adding another key individual to the ticket. And it's going to be a huge name. Because we're really trying to get into that healthcare lens. I don't talk a lot of healthcare on the show that's on HR Voices, but I do this healthcare series called The Healthcast, and really moving into more of the leadership space. I talk so much about my experiences as an executive in corporate America and things that I did well, things that I didn't do well. Well, really, we have the opportunity and have brought in some great sponsors, some thought leadership partners. We might have the opportunity to take this mother bleeper on the road and do seminars and discuss leadership and discuss managing people and discuss the difficult conversations that those who are leaders, that whether you're an entrepreneur or you're in corporate leadership, there's so many conferences out there in healthcare that talk about what doctors are doing and what the federal government is doing from a legislative standpoint. There's a lot of that energy in the space, not as much energy discussing actual leadership. How do you get from being a manager to a director, from a director to being a VP, from a VP to C-suite to CEO? And so there'll be more information coming out over the next 90 days of some of the programs and things that the Lance J brand is involved in, but from a personal level. So I'm pursuing excellence professionally. Personally, the key word that I would bring up is access. So excellence professionally and access personally. I'm not giving people as much access to me in 2025 as I have in previous years. And I'm not going to go into a long rant or harangue, but I talked about this last week, and I just mentioned it, that I've lowered my social media profile for a myriad of reasons. Really want to focus head down, 10 toes down on business. But I am giving people less access to me. We give out too much access in our personal lives. Too much information about this is what I drive. And I've done this more than anybody, so I'm speaking to myself. But what I drive, what's going on in my family, pictures of me on vacation, pictures of the wife, pictures of I was at a steakhouse and had this fantastic tomahawk steak. Those things are off limits. I'm just not giving people the access levels that I have in previous years on a business, even with the business. I've had so many people over the years that have called me up and they'll come into the office or they'll want to meet and have lunch or dinner. And they're just trying to pick my brain and probe me. And hey, Lance, can you give us some of your ideas that I can claim as my own for free? And I'm just not going to do that anymore. We all have people in our lives that we love and we've been friends with for many years. And they don't really contact us. And when we try to contact them, they don't call us back. And we're always in this mode of chasing individuals. And I'm just not giving that level of access. I'm not giving my advice. I'm not giving my encouragement. The good things that I bring to the table, I'm not providing any of those things in 2025, except for the individuals that I'm really close with. The people that have earned it, the people that truly appreciate me, the people that are willing to affirm me, the people that add value to my life and I add value to their lives. I'm just looking to build with individuals that can help me to be a better man, a better husband, a better Christian, a better person, a better businessman, a better healthcare executive, a better thought leader. And I'm looking to surround myself with individuals that I add value to their lives. If I'm not adding value to someone's life, they should have the same approach to me. So this year, the focus is on excellence. The focus is on access. I want to have positive vibes, man. I really want to make a difference in the lives of the people that I'm blessed to be around. And I insist that the people that I allow access to me make a difference in my lives. And I encourage you out listening to do the same thing. I'm very excited about 2025. It's going to be an awesome year. Everything, as we get started, everything that I accomplished in life and any successes, all of the glory goes to God. So I just want to set that bar, that we're going to pursue excellence and we're going to be very deliberate about access this year. But whatever wins I have, whatever success on paper, whatever assets, whatever business I'm able to generate, that all comes from the Creator. And we're going to go into this year praising the Lord and thanking the Lord and being grateful for the people and grateful for the opportunities and grateful for HUR Voices. And this is going to be a fantastic year. I'm very excited and looking forward to you coming along on the ride with me. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices,
stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
James Lewis.
You wear neon orange as your primary color.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
And on top of that, Tennessee, and I'm gonna close with this. If you look at, because there are a lot of people from wearing orange at Ohio Stadium for the game against the Buckeyes. Not the most diverse crowd out there. They look like an Abercrombie and Fitch catalog.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.